Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 11, we looked at how it is wrong for a Christian to spend more time on social issues than they spend being involved in church ministries. Let's continue with that discussion today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Moses' flight showed he had finally renounced life in the court. By this decisive action, he declared he was an Israelite, and he would share in the sufferings of his people and would brave the king's wrath. Why? He saw an invisible monarch greater than Pharaoh. He endured, we're told. The Greek word means to be strong, steadfast, firm, to endure, to hold out, to bear the burden. Faith knew the reality of the city whose builder and maker is God. Moses, therefore, could endure exile and millions of rebellious people with courage and strength. Now, far too many churches and church-related programs are more concerned about winning political battles and fighting for the rights of the oppressed, while concerned greatly about legislation and campaigning to write letters to congressmen and companies. We're more concerned about that than we are about proclaiming liberty in Christ Jesus to the unbelievers, those who are in bondage to sin. May we be more stirred for the souls of men than we are about petitions and politics and possibilities. If we don't act on something we are told, this can possibly happen. Now, I'm not against those things. I'm not against signing a petition. I'm not against doing those things and that activity. But they can become weights when we're more involved in them than we are in souls. There are people who get out and hold up signs, or they'll get out and get petitions signed. They'll work on getting emails sent, and they do it on their own time. They do it free. They'll do so much of that, but you can't get them out to go visiting to soul win. Something is wrong with that. There's something very wrong with that for a Christian. Every saved man's number one priority should be the souls of men. After God, after your own family and your vocation, the souls of men are your first priority. As Moses, we too find less support from our people as a result than we do these moral causes. I mean, you can get more people to go out and stand against abortion in a rally maybe against for defining what a marriage is. We can get more support for that than we can out for a revival meeting. Something is definitely wrong, and Christians get more excited about that than they can a revival meeting. There is something wrong with that. Now, verse 28 says, through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. So he keeps the Passover, we see here in verse 28. The Passover is the most significant type of Christ. To entitle them to this favor, a lamb must be slain. The blood of it sprinkled with a bunch of hyssop upon the lintel of the door and the two side posts. In like manner, the blood of Jesus Christ must be applied to the lintel and the side posts of our heart if we're to have the saving benefit of the blood of Jesus Christ. It is not owing to our inherent righteousness that we're saved from God's wrath. We are saved from God's wrath by the blood of Christ and His righteousness imputed to us. Just like the death angel would fly over the house, he didn't examine to see if those were righteous people inside. He would not touch the firstborn if there was blood on the lintel and the side post. I'm going to heaven not because of my goodness, but through the blood of Jesus Christ. Moses' faith performed, and Israel's firstborn, as a result, were not destroyed, as was Egypt's firstborn. Now, that takes us to verse 29 here. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians had swung to do, were drowned. Now, what this verse does, it brings out the difference between faith and presumption. Egypt saw Israel go through the middle of the Red Sea. They thought, we can do it too. Hey, if they can do it, we can do it. Israel was acting in obedience to God. Egypt thought, well, if those ignorant, narrow-minded Jews can do it, we can too. Too often, our worship and service will become ritual and lose its holiness. Now, let me tell you something, which I will not apologize for saying this. There are people that say holiness, what it is to me may not be what it is to you, and vice versa. Oh, my friend, holiness is absolute. And holiness is not relative. And holiness is according to the Word of God, not according to my feelings or your feelings. We're reminded of the seven sons of Sceva in Acts who tried to cast out the devils because they'd seen Paul do it. And they thought, well, why not us? Korah rebelled against Moses in Numbers chapter 16. He thought, well, hey, Moses doing this, why not me? The destruction of the Egyptian armies give proof to the very greatness of the deliverance of Israel. In like manner, the salvation of our soul and the bestowing of eternal life will be seen in its greatness when we see those cast into the eternal lake of fire. And so we look at here at a picture of the rapture when the saved are taken out of the land and the world is left to feel the wrath to come, the flood of God's anger. Now that takes us to verses 30 and 31, and we see faith's performance at Jericho, and we see it from two perspectives. First of all, we look at it from the perspective of Joshua. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Now Joshua is leading people, and God has given his word to Joshua and told him what to do. He's to march around the city one time each day for 6 days. As they march around, they're not to say a word. On the seventh day, they're to march around 7 times. And they don't say a word until they finish the seventh time. Then they end that seventh time with a shout. Well, the River Jordan parted, so I imagine that Joshua said, well, God can part a river. He certainly can take care of this. So he was obeying God, whether it looked normal to man or not. He was just obeying God. And I can imagine that as he does this, this is really, I mean, they've crossed Jordan, and now this is their first battle without Moses. And can you imagine as he's having people march around the walls, what the people are thinking? I can imagine they're thinking, well, that's not the way Moses would have done it. Actually, it was, because Moses did what God said to do, and that's what Joshua was doing here. And having found that true, sometimes a new pastor comes in, and one of the things that he'll hear is, that's not the way old brother so-and-so did it. You go to a job, they do it on the seculars too. They get a new boss. Well, that's not the way the old boss used to do it. That's not the way we used to do it. Well, my friend, we got to do God's will, God's way, in God's time. And many times we need to do it through the people God has provided. Now, just think of, well, here's Joshua thinking, how dumb this seems to me. He leads an entire nation around the walls. I mean, this is the first battle after taking over leadership. And this is his strategy. Joshua, by faith, leads these people around the walls. It's that simple. But don't miss it. The people, by faith, followed. Now, I stressed this about Joshua and what he's doing and what's going on in his mind. Only that's conjecture. But I'm showing you that to say that he went on and did it anyway, because that's what God wanted him to do. But I'm also wanting you to see that when you know that it's God's man, and he's reacting according to God's word, follow him. Joshua heard the word of God directly. They hear it through him. And that's what a pastor does. He studies personally, and then he gives the word from God to God's people. So follow the man of God when it's not against scriptural principle or doctrine, when it is not sensual. Joshua was not giving them anything that appealed to the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, nor the pride of life. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant.